Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how are you doing?
Hey, Erica, doing so well today. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is like 68 degrees here in Wisconsin. It is gorgeous.
That's awesome, because we've got clouds here, and it's a bit gloomy, right around 44 degrees or so, kind of chilly.
Well, it makes me ready for spring. Right. And I think many of us are really ready for that, that warmer weather. I have the windows open, which, you know, the dog is loving, but I'm not so much loving because then he sees everything and he barks. But hopefully won't get interrupted too much by that today. But it's time for winter to be done. You know, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy the winter at times. Right. I love snowshoeing. I love getting out there. I love the four seasons. But I think it's overstayed its welcome. We've had all those fall springs, and I think it's time to move on. And have you ever felt like that, Jacob, thinking it was time to move on, but maybe hesitant and scared or just plain uncertain?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's always a bit of hesitancy around change for me. And this time in my life, I've experienced a lot of changes, kind of all condensed into one season. And I think that's kind of forced me out of my comfort zone and made me kind of grow accustomed to it a bit, which is good for me because in the past I've really, really kind of just resisted it and ran away from any sort of change to my routine or, you know, the direction I was heading or the thought I was heading.
Oh, absolutely. And that is exactly what we'll be talking about during today's show with my Lisa DiNicola, knowing when it's time to pull the plug. You know, as the world really continues to feel the effects of a post-pandemic, there's no easy way to know when it's time to move on from anything that is no longer serving us, whether that is an unfulfilling or draining job, an outdated or an outgrown relationship, or even when it's time to move, right? To move from where you previously are, like your home, your home base, to a different state or a different country. So how do you know when it's time to pull the plug? Lisa and I will be taking, the time today to talk about some practical tips and insights you can use not only today, but tomorrow and in the future to help you make an empowered decision on whatever it is that you might be facing and to remove those things that are no longer serving you and make the decision to pull the plug. So first, a little bit about my guest. Lisa is an intuitive leadership coach and corporate consultant who helps leaders become the director of their life. And I love that, because we all should be the director of our own lives so they can really do business and their personal life on their terms. She brings 15 plus years of experience working in the world of talent for multinational global organizations, sharing knowledge, spiritual tools and practices and business insights to bold leaders looking to transform the way they lead from the inside out. So thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So tell listeners a little bit more about how you got started as a leadership coach and corporate consultant.
Yeah, great question. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a long-winded story. So you might have to interject if I keep on going, because there is a bit of a story. But I essentially reached sort of a plateau in my career several years ago and was really struggling with what my next steps were. I always knew that I wanted to eventually go out on my own, but really didn't have the clarity in the picture of what that looked like. So eventually I got really clear and did some deep soul searching, as many of us do when we're ready to make, you know, such a transition outside of one career into another. And I discovered like the world of coaching and realized that in my own informal and indirect manner, I was already doing some coaching in my corporate career. It was kind of my style, that very consultative and that coach-like approach that I had taken in my career. So I eventually made the decision to embark on that journey and put some structure around it. And here we are in 2022, and it's all about building the future and taking it from here.
Well, and I think that really gives you the experience and expertise for the, what we're talking about today, for pulling the plug and taking that first step. And the struggle is real. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I've personally been there, not only personally, professionally, relationships, jobs, everything. So Lisa, why do we have such a struggle walking away, and what are people attached to?
So the biggest thing that I often see people really get trapped in and stuck in is the attachment to relationships, being over-identified with their jobs and their careers. You know, fear obviously plays a huge role. That's often underlying all of the things that we are attached to. The fear of starting over again, the fear of the unknown. Actually, I was having a session with a client earlier today about talking about the future, and he's more established in his career and was way ahead of himself with this anxiety of wanting to remain relevant and how do I continue to grow and adapt at his age in his career. So we get so deeply attached to the things that we probably shouldn't be over-identifying ourselves with. And unfortunately, fear just ends up getting in the way of that and keeps us stuck.
And it's interesting because that over-identifying, it somewhat is a Western culture, right? Because you think about it, what's one of the first things that you ask people?
Yeah.
Oh, so what do you do, right? That's your identity. People believe that what I do for a living is who I am. And it's so much more than that.
Yeah. That's such a great and valid point. I actually had to train myself, and I sometimes have to continue to remind myself in a very gentle and loving way to not lead with that and try and form deeper questions. But it's so, people are not accustomed to asking those in-depth questions when you're first meeting them. So even that can catch people off guard, right? But it's really being able to look at your life and look at who you are in your life in a far bigger manner than just what you do for a living, the home that you live in, the material attachments, again, that we all form. So, and that I think takes, you know, a level of awareness, and it takes a deeper sense of soul searching to really understand where your place is and all that.
Yeah. And I think that is, it's great. Probably a little bit TMI for people, but I just started out there on dating apps. Jacob, you're probably cheering, but you know, scary change.
Welcome.
It's interesting because, you know, I truly don't care what somebody does for a living. If you feel you're successful, you know, you work hard and you do things, that's what matters. But it's those questions that, you know, people, so what do you do? Right. Yeah. And I've been not asking that, like, do you enjoy what you do? Yeah. And where does it lead you? Because we do so over-identify with, I mean, I do it even with a mother. I mean, somebody asked me, what's my job? Well, I'm a mom. Yeah. You know, that's the first thing, you know, that's my favorite job right there was raising my son. But we get ourselves overly invested in some things. I'm not saying that being invested is bad. It's just, how do we make that who we are? Right.
Yeah.
You know, because I know I had that issue once my son was out and he's in the Marine Corps and he's out in the world. Well, now who am I?
Yeah. Yeah. Now and I related to, I did the same thing. I mean, my own transition from a corporate life, which was all I knew, and really being over-identified with the role that I had and the things that I did and the, you know, just the position and what it meant to me in my life and this constant striving for the next level and what's the next big thing and how do I get, you know, higher and climb to these aspirational opportunities that I had. And so it took a bit of unlearning, right? Yes. It took a bit of unlearning. It took, again, that soul searching. You don't just one day decide, okay, this is no longer who I am. It can be as simple as a decision, but it takes much more behind that decision and coming to that conclusion and understanding that you're far more than just, again, that career, that job, that relationship that you are so deeply identified with.
And I think the pandemic has been very good for some of that, right?
Yeah.
People have had the chance to do that soul searching. They were forced to a little bit, but I don't think that's a bad thing is looking. And we've all heard about, you know, the great resignation and people are reassessing their values or really getting back to the basics of their values.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a lot of lifestyle changes. So people moving from the big city in some cases to the suburbs, really trying to get it away from the busy work culture, work life, you know, stepping down in some cases from the bigger jobs that people held, which required them to, you know, travel too much and wanting to take a step back from that and slow things down in their career, really just making some different choices that would really impact the way that they work, but also that the way that they live.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on knowing when to pull the plug. But before we go, Lisa, tell folks how they can reach you.
Yeah. So you can get connected with me on social. So Instagram, Lisa DiNicola, LinkedIn, also Lisa DiNicola, Facebook. And also you can email me at info@lisadinicola.com.
Wonderful. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Lisa Di Nicola. And during our last segment, if you missed it, we talked about what we may be attached to and why we struggle to pull the plug. Now let's get into knowing when to move on, move forward, or pull that plug. So Lisa, what are some signs or feelings one may have that is telling us to let go, to move forward?
Well, so one of the obvious things is, you know, certainly the physical symptoms, right? Stress has a way of always showing up physically beyond just the emotional and the mental stress that a lot of us will initially identify with. And the physical is really your body's wisdom, right? So really getting connected to, number one, sleep is the first thing I think people will relate to. Are you sleeping at all? Are you losing sleep? Do you sleep enough? You know, are you a night owl and have poor sleeping habits? Really just understanding what that looks like. You know, the physical symptoms, even with just body aches, quite frankly, we carry the world on our shoulders quite literally at times, and figuratively speaking, of course, they're those pressure points, right? So, you know, those intense feelings and pressures on just your shoulders in itself can speak volumes. Then the emotional health is the other thing that I would, you know, typically guide clients to really think about, right? What does your emotional health really look like? Are you emotionally drained at the end of the day because your job perhaps is overly demanding? Are your relationships causing stress, and are they depleting you in some way? Is there tension there perhaps because there might be conflict or tension in your relationship to your job or relationship with one another, whether it's your family or a partner or what have you? You know, your mental health as well, of course, so important. Is there depression? Is there negative self-talk? Is there, you know, is there just negative output from how you're speaking to also just your loved ones and friends and so on? Those are really the three main areas that I usually will ask people to check in with themselves to really understand, can you identify some of the symptoms physically, emotionally, and mentally to see what is even happening with you that you may need to pay a bit more closer attention to?
And I think that is so important that many of us, I mean, I know I don't do it all the time, is trusting yourself, that inner GPS, you know, your intuition or that gut trust. And it takes time to build that gut trust. And I know I tell my clients that you need to practice listening to it. You know, your body tells you things if you will just listen. Right. It's not just, oh, I didn't sleep well, my mattress needs to be changed, or, you know, whatever it might be. It's that inner voice or that inner prompting that it might be small and quiet at first, but it might be something silly like, oh, don't forget to grab a sweater. And you may not know, why do I need to grab a sweater? But if you just listen, follow the body, and even if it doesn't always make sense, I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, news reports that somebody might say, I knew I shouldn't have gone down that dark alley, or I felt like something, the hairs on the back of my neck were sticking up, and I just brushed it away. Yeah. It's listening to those little thoughts that can help you, you know, protect you even, and lead you to the right path.
Yeah, absolutely. That intuitive guidance system really does take nurturing and trust. And you know, that self-connection needs to be really well established. And really, it also involves tuning out the noise and the opinion sometimes of others, even if they're your closest, you know, family, friends, your spouse, perhaps. You really have to tune that out at times when you do want to hear the sound of your own guidance, so that you can hear and respond to what's coming up for you.
Yeah. And that's a great point, because sometimes we get into, I don't want to say groupthink, but we don't want to make the decision ourselves. So then we start asking everybody else, well, what do you think I should do? Well, what do you want to do? Right. You know, and it's that not only desire, but that, are you causing yourself more harm than good by sticking around?
Yeah.
It's those little memes that you see where, you know, your hand's about to break off because you're holding onto the rope so bad.
Yeah.
And yet you think that you can't, right? You think you can't let go. And it is taking the time on what is my body telling me? What are my mental thoughts, right? Well, mental thoughts, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are those thoughts inside my head? And how is it affecting my relationship at work? You know, if it's a relationship at home, how's it affecting my relationship with folks at work? If it's something at work, how's that reflected at home? And those are things that you do need to take into consideration. And hopefully you know yourself best if you are really looking inside and really looking deep and understand and know yourself, you're going to be the best decision maker on knowing when to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll often say, you know, are your shoulds getting in the way of your wants?
Yeah. Shoulda, right? Coulda, woulda, right?
Yeah, exactly. Claim what you want and go for that.
Yep. And it is, sometimes it's what we're attached to. It's, and we're going to talk about that during the next segment is, you know, what are some of those things, but is it something that you're attached to? Is it just like you can't have that outside validation to always make you happy? It doesn't mean that it hurts, right? I mean, everybody likes to be praised a little bit, but don't rely or don't let those things stop you from making the decision that's best for you or your family. I've put it like somebody said, well, you know, but the folks there are really relying on me in that job. And if I leave, if you left, they'll get somebody else.
Yeah. The world will continue to turn.
We are all replaceable, right?
Yeah.
You know, no offense to those employers out there, but they will replace you if you go. Because I mean, if something were to unfortunately happen to you, they would replace you, right? That it's not something to make your life revolve around.
Yeah. So this is where the fear really then kicks in at that point, right? So the fear of starting over, the fear of, well, I got to pay my bills, so there's no way that I can leave. The fear of, oh my God, how long is it going to take me to find something new? If we were talking about transition careers, finding a new job. What if it's a relationship, same sort of idea, the same sort of narrative goes through our minds. Like, oh, I've been in this relationship for so long. I can't imagine myself starting over. Where would I start? Who, you know, is there a better match for me? You know, the beliefs that we create sometimes for ourselves, because we keep on thinking the same thoughts that really end up demobilizing us and keeping us in this complacent and unhealthy state, really end up preventing us from making the choices that we probably should have made a long time ago.
Yeah. And it's not setting the appropriate boundaries to begin with, right?
Yeah.
The if you've set certain expectations because you've allowed the line in the sand to be erased and redrawn every time.
Mm.
And it is something that I tell a lot of my clients is that you need to set your boundaries and then you need to communicate them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes when we are wanting to move forward, we're ready to pull the plug, and we do make that decision to move forward, relationships, whatever, personal, professional, whatever that might be, we have the same problem the next go around, because you might have these boundaries, but are you communicating them? Yeah. Are you telling your employer that, you know, no, I'm on vacation and I'm not working because I'm on vacation? Or do you do it and now you're mad at them, even though it was your fault because you did it, right? It's those certain things that, once we know that, okay, it's time to move forward, you need to make sure that you aren't following those same patterns, which can be a whole nother episode.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. You can have a whole episode on boundaries.
And oh, yes.
Moving that goalpost every time, you know, we'll make an accommodation or an exception just this one time. We end up people pleasing. They really need us, as you said, being, oh, but they're relying on me. I have to do that. The fear of the perception, that's the other thing that sometimes happens, is, well, if I don't respond, what are they going to think?
Right.
Yeah.
And so I know we're going to get in a lot of that next segment. So I don't want to steal that away from, from our next segment, but why don't we take a quick break now? And when we come back, we're going to talk about what things may be holding us back or blocking us from moving forward. Again, Lisa, though, before we go, tell folks how they can reach you.
So social, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Lisa DiNicola.
Wonderful. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Lisa DiNicola. Thank you again for being with us today, Lisa.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, during this segment, and we touched a little bit about on it last segment because we couldn't help ourselves, but we're talking about what things may be holding us back and or blocking us from moving forward. But what does being stuck mean, right? So if you think about it, stuck means being unable to move or being set in a particular position, place, or a way of thinking, unable to change or get away from a situation. So those can apply to so many different things, whether that's, like we said, relationships, jobs, home, mindset, right? Mm-hmm. That we aren't good enough, or we aren't smart enough, or what if I fail, or even what if I succeed? Mm-hmm. So Lisa, in your coaching, what have you found that keeps us stuck or prevents us from moving forward?
Mm-hmm. I would say all of the above, Erica, everything that you just said, and then some, right? So that the fear is really a big, big underlying theme. I mean, that's usually what's underlying all of the things that you've just said. But the fear of failure, the fear of starting over, you think about if we took, you know, the career, for example, we spend, what, 80%, if not longer, more of our time in our jobs. Some of us that have been at our companies in the same career, 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years, the idea of transitioning altogether, doing something completely unrelated can be terrifying. Where do you even start? What would I even do? How do I pay the bills? What if I don't get something as lucrative? You know, what would people think? right? What if I succeed? And what does that then look like? Are people going to be envious? Am I going to get the support from those in my corner and my friends, my families, my loved ones, right? So that is huge. Then it's also, you know, what if I don't even find anything remotely close to what I'm doing now, the big company, you know, the title that I have? Again, back to those material attachments, the car, the cell phone, like all of the things that that make up this beautiful image that we think is so wonderful, but really means nothing at the end of the day, because it can be taken away from us in a split second, right? So this is where you want to get really solid and grounded in who you are and not be so identified with, again, that career, that job, if we're talking about that. So go ahead.
I mean, those are the sort of the things that prevent us from moving forward. And it's, like you said, it goes back to what are our values?
Yeah.
And, you know, does it matter what somebody thinks? And it's, I had a client who she went to school for nursing. She spent all this time in nursing. She had a career and she wanted to move on. This was pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. So she's like, well, I don't know what my family's going to say. And, you know, I'm still paying off my student loans. And now I want to do something completely different. Am I being foolish? Mm-hmm. Well, are you happy? You know, you need to be happy, because with happiness, you can become healthy and become all these things that money can't buy. And we change our mind, we grow. And that's why it still amazes me that we think a, you know, 18-year-old kid who was raising their hands for permission to go to the bathroom, yeah, all of a sudden can pick a college and pick a degree at 18, right? And, yeah, and I mean, some of them can, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be sending our kids to school, but it's almost astonishing to me to think, sometimes I don't know what I want to do when I'm 65. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd love to say that I have established and I can be traveling the world, but right, how do we do that? And if we are having things that are truly holding us back, what are they? And can we identify them? Can we get out of our own mindset, out of our own heads for a while to see that? Is it fear? Because they may not know it. Is it the fear of the unknown? Is it the fear of failing? Is it the fear of succeeding? Or are we looking at something like devotion? We feel devoted to the relationship, to the employer, because mm-hmm. they gave us a chance when nobody else would. Is it, you know, that loyalty or the invested, right? I've invested a lot of time in this relationship, and this is, you know, again, personal or professional. And what do I need to do? Because I made all this time. So just because you spent a lot of time on a mistake doesn't mean that you shouldn't pull the plug and move forward.
Yeah. And how do you know that the other side isn't better?
Right. Right. Exactly.
Isn't better. Right. And so if that fear of the unknown and fear of uncertainty, which understandably so much of that is in our climate right now and on the global stage, right? There's a lot that's going on. So understandably that's valid, but then bringing it back to what do you know, and can you trust in yourself in making the most empowered decision for right now? So don't worry about projecting 2, 5, 10 years from now. Focus on today and what's the next bold action, the next most inspired decision that you can make for yourself, yep, that would allow you to move even just one step versus 10 steps forward.
And try not to worry so much what other people think, right? I had a client say that, well, I'm not a quitter and I don't want to look foolish. Well, and this sounds horrible, so I'm taking this conversation a little out of context. It was, well, aren't you looking foolish if you don't go after what you want? What are you showing your children? That you should just be complacent, that you should be unhappy, that you should be sick because you're just, at the end of the day, you have no energy left to give mm-hmm. to your family because you're being drained from a job that you dislike. Yeah. You know, get those things out of your head, because what people think about you is none of your business. Right. Mm-hmm. It's what you feel about yourself and how you respect yourself and how you treat yourself, because that's going to show in your relationships, personally and professionally.
Yeah.
I also think, what are your thoughts about contradicting beliefs and not knowing yourself, right? If somebody, they are stuck because they have two sets of values or beliefs, like they're fighting against each other, or you don't know what you really want.
Yeah. So here's the thing too, is beliefs sometimes expire, yep. Right? So really looking at a belief, and whenever you created it, whether it was, you know, last year or 10 years ago, is it still serving you? Does it still align with who you are today? Because hopefully you're not the same person that you were last year, 10 years ago. And so it would be inevitable that we'll outgrow some beliefs. And so it is really incumbent I know I butchered that word. I'm sorry, I'm tongue-tied. It is in our best interest, I'm going to say it another way, to really reevaluate and look at some of those beliefs to say, is this still in alignment with what I believe today?
Right.
Am I willing to look at this differently? Do I have the courage to maybe look at this differently? To make a different choice, to maybe choose a different belief that's more empowering, right? So you want to identify the beliefs that really are no longer supporting you, and then create the new ones. Look for evidence of where it might exist in the world, in people you know, even if they're not, looking for that example around you, but then be willing to maybe create a new belief that's more supportive of what you believe today, and that's going to empower you to move forward.
And I love that, because it is true. It's, you hear people say, we've just outgrown each other. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, how do you do that? Well, I hope, I truly hope I'm not the same person I was 25, 30 years ago. I hope I've matured. I hope I've changed. I hope I've had experience in the world that has made me choose my own way, because we were all raised in one fashion or another, right? And so just because, well, that's how I was raised, or that was, because when you grow, you know, when you're growing up, when you are in a family, they are lending you their beliefs and their values until you get to a point where you can make your own. So you might have picked up your family's beliefs, your parents' beliefs or values, but is that where you go? And I think that sometimes people really get stuck there, that, but aren't I supposed to? Does that work for you? Right. Is it something that, like you said, is serving you, is in your best interest for you, for your family, for your needs and desires?
Yeah, definitely. And as you know, I mean, we all operate through the lens that we're looking at the world through, right? And those subconscious beliefs are what we're operating from, you know, at least 85-90% of the time. So sometimes you do need that support to then help you uncover and unearth what those beliefs might be, so that you can understand that this is actually not serving you. And can you see that, first of all, because it's not up to someone else to tell you this is wrong, but do you recognize that for yourself? And then are you willing to maybe shift that and create a new belief so that you can move in a new direction?
Well, and that's sometimes very hard for folks, right? I mean, I know when you're learning, I mean, we've learned these tools, we've been taught these tools, and we teach these tools, but it's very hard sometimes to implement it, to, it takes practice, just like confidence, right? Sometimes confidence doesn't come naturally to folks. They have to work on it. So it is getting back to that, listening to yourself. What is my body telling me? What is my mental state? What is my emotional state? What is my physical state? And identifying that, listening to your gut, your inner GPS, and then being able to move forward. And that is something that we're definitely going to talk about, is just some practical steps that we can take and make that empowered decision to pull a plug.
Yeah, but, definitely.
So one last thing before we take a quick break is, is this codependency a major identifier?
Yeah, definitely. Right. So if you think about, again, the relationship. relationship, whether it's to your employer or to a person, right? A spouse or a partner, could even be with our within our friendships or family dynamics. Really, what are you getting from that? What is the value exchange in that dynamic? We don't look at those dynamics in that lens and from that perspective. It's always like, well, in my job, I have this job. I this is what I do, and I get paid for that. But there's so much more. We know that there's more to it than just a paycheck and the benefits that you might get. And so at what point do you then look at that dynamic and understand, is this really a relationship and a dynamic that is continued to support me in the way that I want to be supportive? Is it fulfilling me in the way that maybe I thought I was being fulfilled? Is there still connection to that? Or am I being overly dependent on it in a way that I may not be fully recognizing and need to maybe reevaluate that dynamic?
And I think that is a very important aspect for folks to remember.
Yeah, so definitely.
So let's take that quick break. And when we come back, we will end today's episode with the steps you can take to make an empowered decision to pull the plug. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe to sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Lisa DiNicola. Before we wrap up today's episode, tell listeners how they can reach you.
So on all my social platforms that I'm on, feel free to look me up and connect with me on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and on Facebook at Lisa DiNicola.
Wonderful. So let's end this episode with some practical tips and practical steps that folks can take to make an empowered decision to pull the plug.
Yes. So I will say foundational for me is getting super self-connected. And that means really being in tune and getting in touch with your inner self. as cliche or as wishy-washy as that may sound, it really is super important to understanding what's underneath and what's at the root of what might be keeping you stuck, what might be preventing you from pulling the plug on whatever area you're trying to make a change and move into a different direction. So getting connected to the self can be in a number of different ways, right? Meditation is a super easy and really effective way to silence, you know, the outside world and really get in touch with your inner voice, as they say. So really, you know, perhaps starting a bit of a meditation practice. I mean, deep reflection and doing that introspection is super important. It's probably the number one thing that I will often guide my clients to really consider doing. So a lot of the times when we're pondering some of life's big questions, people will say, yeah, I think about it, you know, like in the shower or when I'm driving to work. And I'm like, no, you need to put some pen to paper and you need to carve out some solid, quiet time where you can actually sit down and reflect, right? Really allow yourself to sit in silence and perhaps some of the discomfort that might be created because you're just not used to asking yourself some of those questions. And a lot of times you're also afraid of what the answer might be, but that is the way to get through to the other side and to really get that clarity that you're looking for. So that self-connection is super, super important. The other thing that I would say is really important to consider when you're wanting to make this shift and this change is do what you can with where you're at. So this doesn't mean that you need to make life-changing decisions if you haven't done the foundational work first, right? Really putting some careful and meaningful thought behind the choice that you want to make. So the next bold or inspired and most empowering decision you can make for yourself might be, you know, again, doing that reflection and understanding what are my options? What are some of the things that I can consider that would help alleviate some of this stress, that would bring some relief to my life, either personally or professionally? Maybe it's talking to a coach, right? This is where I step in. It might be talking to a trusted friend or a family member, and really exploring the options that are right underneath your nose. And you might be overlooking them or considering them to not be an option. So those would be some of the things that I would guide you to first consider.
And I think that's that first, the foundational work is so important because it's not just sitting down and writing a list in one day, right? Yeah, I always tell folks that they feel like something's off with them. They don't know what it is. And when you start that journaling process, you know, it doesn't have to be 20 pages in, you know, every day. Sometimes I say, start out slow. Think about it like a pain chart at a hospital. Mm-hmm. Are you having a bad day? Is it a frowny face? Is it a, you know, straight line? Is it a smiley face? Just something simple. It's like, what are your moods, right? Where are you feeling? Do it in the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, at the end of the day, right? So what's causing you to change in that attitude, in your mindset, and really get that root cause. I mean, getting down to the corporation again, root cause and remediation. I have that background too, but what is making you feel the way you are? Because it could be a number of things, right? Mm-hmm. And really being able to set that foundation on where is this unsatisfying feeling coming from?
Yeah.
So that you know that you're pulling the plug on the right TV music, because you pull the wrong plug and it's still there. Now what did you do? And so setting that foundation work, I completely agree, is the first step. You have to look at yourself. You have to get comfy being uncomfy.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So this is where I say, know thyself, right? Know thyself. And you know thyself by spending time with thyself. Get really connected to understanding, as you said, it's such a great point to pay attention to what are the things that are really unsatisfactory to you that are causing such discontent, right? And sometimes this is going to require some deeper conversations with people that you love, not to seek approval, not to seek permission, but to have a really open and honest conversation. This is actually not making me happy, and here's why. Or if it is your career and it's not necessarily related to the relationship, I actually discovered through my introspection and through doing some deep reflection that my career is actually no longer fulfilling me. I'm not finding the connection that I used to have in there, and I need to make a change. And so I need to explore, what does that change potentially look like for me, right? Ask the questions and go deeper each time you're doing that reflection and that introspection. And eventually the clarity will surface. And that's the other thing too, I would add, is to not rush it. This isn't a sprint. Sometimes it is a bit of a marathon, but dedicate yourself to spending some time day to day where you know that you're working towards making a change, and you're doing that work necessary to help you make that empowered change.
And that is a very valid point. And even if this, you've had this underlying feeling for a long time, you don't want to rush into it, right? You don't want to drag your feet either. You need to start making a step, that first step. And that first step is getting down to the basics, the foundations, the know thyself, that making sure that you have the underlying reason. It's kind of like, why am I not sleeping? Right? Yeah. Well, why? What are some things that are going on in your life? You know, are you eating something that's not right? Did you have too much screen time? Do you have, you know, a physical ailment? Is it, you know, what is it? You would do all those things in a physical, like if you, my arm hurts, well, what happened to it? Right. So it's those things that we don't always look at inside that we need to start doing that and have the conversations, right? If it's a relationship, you need to be open and honest and have that dialogue with your partner, just like your work. You need to have that with your boss, with the HR department, with saying, I'm not happy. What can be changed? But when you go to them, you have to know, why aren't you happy, right? You know, it's the same with even in a corporate world. If you come to the table with a problem, do you have a potential solution? You need to look at your life the same way. And like you say, be the director of your life.
Be the director of your life and start directing yourself like you are the most important asset in your life. And the most,
because you really are.
Definitely are.
You just, like, you have to love yourself, right? Because when you love yourself, you got to spend the rest of your life with you. Right. And if you love yourself the way you deserve to be loved, other people will do the same. So I know we're running short on time here. So is there any other last final tips or suggestions for our listeners?
You know, honestly, do the most, do the best that you can with where you're at. Start there. So whatever, everyone's situation is different. Everyone's worlds are different. And so understanding where you're at, doing what you can with what you have in your disposal, start there. So don't feel like you need to make, again, these life-changing decisions overnight. And really set the intention. So start with setting an intention that you are willing and committed to making a change. You are willing and committing yourself to making an empowered decision to make a change in your life, whatever that looks like. And then start with the next empowering action that you're willing and able to take from there. And again, if you're in a place where that self-connection is not established and grounded, you're not connected enough to really understand, again, know thyself, start there. Do some of the suggestions that you and I both shared a moment ago, the reflection, right? The meditation, perhaps the journaling, you know, and start asking yourself those really deep and profound questions. And if you don't know what to ask, then seek support. Right? Look for a coach, look for someone that you can trust, that can support you on making this shift and this change for yourself.
wonderful. Lisa, thank you so much for being part of the show today. I appreciate it. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again or to other podcasts, go to getrootedradio.com. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.